Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 8th of March, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. It's International Women's Day. The ladies have taken over.
It is indeed. we kind of kicked everybody else out, and it's the girls only clubhouse today.
That's nice.
It's certainly quieter.
We both know that's not true.
I mean, only a little. Yeah. The drinks are better though. Let's start with the announcement that came out this morning from Apple in honor of International Women's Day, and a new team up with a familiar figure to folks at Apple.
That's a good way of putting it. So Apple used International Women's Day to announce that they're doing a multi-year programming deal with Malala Yousafzai, who you remember is the women's rights activist, the youngest ever Nobel laureate. And so she's going to create a load of different content in different styles for Apple TV Plus. She's formed a production company called Extracurricular. Very good.
Nice.
To work on a whole host of things. It's going to have dramas, comedies, documentaries, animations, and of course, a children's series will all be part of this deal. So it's
that sounds
cool.
Awesome.
It's really cool, and it's. You were right to characterize it as a familiar face because, A, she's very prominent globally, but also Malala has a long, for someone of her age at least, a long-standing relationship with Apple. Mm-hmm. She founded the Malala Fund, I think, in 2018, and Apple was one of its first, what she calls a laureate partner for the Malala Fund. Mm-hmm. So part of that result of that is a 10 developer academies from Brazil have been expanded as well. So there's the kind of practical coding and that kind of element that she's teamed up with, the education element. There's also a digital publication called Assembly, which is on Apple News. It's published stories from young women in over 100 countries in more than 20 languages. So the companies have Malala and her organizations and Apple, the company, have a long-standing relationship. You pointed out to me before the show that we've often seen Tim Cook offer his very public support for her. Mm-hmm. So perhaps this is a logical next step. But again, it's a very nice thing to be doing on International Women's Day and could produce some really interesting stuff. It's a very clever use of the Apple TV Plus platform, I think. I think it's all quite an impressive double act, actually.
Yeah, I was very interested to see where this was going to go, and it was cool. And, like we were talking about before the show, the Apple contributing and Tim Cook posting, support for kind of whatever the thing is that Malala's up to at the moment, and it's good stuff. It's I'm curious to see what this is gonna turn out to be with the production company. It sounds cool, but it's definitely like I've not watched a whole lot of programming that comes from a young woman. I don't remember if she's still a teenager or not. But if she's not a teenager anymore, it hasn't been for very long.
No, I think she probably still is.
Yeah. And, and not just from a person that young, but somebody from a very different part of the world. So I'm not.
Oh, no, we're wrong. She's 23. She's the
23.
She's the
ripe
old age of 23.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see where this is going to go. And also, maybe she'll show up other places. Maybe Oprah will talk to her or Jon Stewart on his new show or something, and
it's interesting. They, in the official release from Apple, they mentioned other creators and people who, big names who are working on this kind of content on Apple TV, including Oprah. TV Plus.
Yeah.
So you can definitely see all those pieces coming together. But clearly this is projects driven by Malala, her ideas, her inspiration, and kind of her worldview. And I don't think it's going to change. Let me put it this way. whenever you and I, and it is often you and I, talk about or I write about Apple TV Plus, mm-hmm. there are often comments going, oh, I'm not interested in any of the content. It's all a bit woke. It's a bit right on. It's a bit, you know, whatever type of yep. phrase people use to describe this kind of thing. And I suspect having Malala on board is not going to change people who have that view, is not going to change that their opinion.
It's not.
That doesn't necessarily mean it is a bad thing.
Right. I'm still going to check it out and maybe
I think it could be. Yeah,
I would have to see it before I dismiss it. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a topic I'm interested in, or that show didn't work for me in whatever way, you know, just like the rest of them. But I'm really interested in what shape that's going to take.
So. What I like about this actually is the fact that, as I said in the kind of intro to this, it's quite a range of programming and content she appears to be working on.
Yeah, and that's going to be
just it's not just Malala's doing a documentary on Apple TV Plus about women's education and young women's education, which would be interesting and a worthy thing in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But clearly the ambition goes well beyond that.
Yeah. And whether it's a bunch of stuff that I want to watch or whether it's a bunch of stuff that I'm not necessarily interested in, I'm still going to give props to TV Plus and to Malala for taking a big swing, because this is a really big swing at doing this.
Yeah. I mean, like, there must be... it hasn't been announced, funnily enough, that I'm aware of how much money is involved in this, but I think we can probably imagine the numbers of zeros.
Yeah. It's several.
And... you know, it's the fact that it's, as I say, a multi-year thing, a multi-genre thing, it appears to be, shows how seriously everyone involved is taking it.
Yeah. So, and yes. I mean, it's a list. Like, she now has it says her original programming for Apple TV Plus will span dramas, comedies, documentaries, animation, and children's series, and draw on her ability to inspire people around the world. So, like, there's going to be everything kind of in this. So, I'm looking forward to it because I always like to see interesting content and I like to see somebody take a big swing at something. So, I think it's going to be fun to see how
it's,
those
it's
work.
Also quite a very Apple approach. So, it has the big blockbusters. You know, we're recording this show the day after Ted Lasso's just won 3 Critics' Choice Awards. It's got The Morning Show coming back. It's got For Mankind. It's got 7, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And in a very Tim Cook Apple way, as well as the like glamour shots and the big name things, mm-hmm. it's doing the stuff that has values and the values he is instilling into the company.
Mm-hmm. And it's paying off. Like you said, Ted Lasso won a Critics' Choice Award. And it's not the first award it's won in this particular award season. So,
no, but my point is that you can do what this kind of current version of Apple seems to be able to do is do the kind of high-end, big market, big money, kind of glamour stuff that we would associate normally with Apple, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
It's a terrible way of putting it, but MacBook Pro television, if you like, you know, the really iPhone television, the really serious stuff.
iPhone television. I think that's the phrase that pays.
That is kind of, in theory, meant to pay the bills. And then it can produce things like work with Malala on stuff. It can produce the mm-hmm. four-part documentary Visible out on TV.
Yeah.
It can do the kind of higher-minded stuff as well because it's built itself that space.
Yeah, but partly also, like, they're doing that and being rewarded for it. So it's not, that's what I meant by pointing out the awards was like, yeah, you know, what they're doing, they are on some level doing very well by winning awards from people whose whole job has been this and aren't people who started out as computer companies that have decided to get into the television business. That's the part that I think has been interesting about watching Apple TV evolve over the last, 14 months or 16 months, whatever it's been. Because you're right, like doing sort of the social comment stuff as well as something that that is sort of social comment, but also, you know, well-constructed drama like The Morning Show or For All Mankind or, you know, something comedic like Ted Lasso, and having those things be recognized for the quality of them, I think is also part of what makes them interesting to me as a thing. Yeah, aside from the fact that we all love Ted Lasso. Yeah. And if you don't bother writing, and you're not going to convince me that I need to love Ted Lasso any less. So in that case, I do not look forward to your letters. Interestingly enough, this is not the only International Women's Day announcement that we have today and that you have covered over at MacObserver.com.
No, there's a whole load of stuff going on. We've previously discussed, you know, a bunch of stuff that Apple is going to do. If you look at various Apple channels, it's worth saying there will be International Women's Day and Women's History Month content throughout. From there'll be sessions, you know, today at Apple sessions, there's going to be I think there'll be playlists, and there's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
We'll link to that in the show notes. But Zinger, who you will know is the company that nearly ruined my relationship with my boss Brian Chaffin over Boggle with Friends.
Boggle with Friends.
No, let's not talk about that time. It was a difficult time for everyone involved. We're going to move on. Farmville, Words with Friends, you know, some of the biggest mobile games in the world.
Yeah.
And they have pledged $100,000 to support an organization I know is very close to your heart, which is Girls Who Code.
Yes.
So they're teaming up together, you know, to try and expand Girls Who Code's work, basically, and to help get more women into tech and tech-related industries, which is pretty cool as well.
Yeah, I think, and this looked like an interesting idea, and I liked how they sort of laid out, like, this is what we're going to do, and, you know, teaming up to sort of help. Yeah, we could go on. That's a whole separate episode where Kelly talks about how interesting it is to get kids into coding, and girls in particular, you know, just exposing it as an opportunity that somebody might be interested in who maybe had dismissed it otherwise or hadn't considered it, is part of what makes those kinds of initiatives work. And it's really cool to see that they're doing that. So I'm looking forward to it. And I wonder who's going to come out of this and, you know, write the next Farmville, Words with Friends, yep. Boggle with Friends, totally. You know, kind of thing.
And what I like, this is about all of this that we've discussed on today's show, is I kind of like the idea, like, it's very easy for a company the size of Zinger or Apple to send tweets saying how supportive they are. It's quite nice to see them putting their money where their mouth is.
Exactly. Yeah. It's one thing to share some image on your Twitter account, and it's another to write a check for $100,000 or team up with somebody. And, you know, I presume Apple is assisting in some fashion with helping Malala spin up a production company. You know, that's no small feat in and of itself. Like, before you even get to the rest of what was announced in that press release today. You know, putting money behind that. And we've talked about this before with Apple and the Reggie initiative that they were doing, and how they came out later and said, you know, because it was earlier this year, like last month, I think sometime, where we had the conversation about, like, here's an update on, you know, we said we were going to donate a bunch of money to this, or we were going to contribute to this particular cause. And here's the nuts and bolts of how we're making that happen today. And, you know, we've put this million into this and that million into this other thing, and we're helping build this building, I think, in Chicago. And here's all of the opportunities that are going to be available as a result of these things. And I appreciate when a company is that upfront about it. You know, if Microsoft was doing the same thing, we'd probably talk about that too. I like seeing that Apple sort of follows up on these kind of broader announcements, because we're going to hear more about here's the new whatever show that we worked on with Malala, and it's going to be out, and we're going to get, you know, here's the new animated thing that came out, you know, that came out of Malala's production company and that sort of stuff. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see where these go. And, you know, as we've talked about before on this show, you know, this is sort of Apple changing the landscape of who they are as a corporation. To be as large a corporation that they as they are and on this kind of scale, come out and say, you know, this is what we're doing, this is who we're teaming up with, this is the kind of stuff we want to put our money behind. So, and Zynga, by extension, you know, Zynga doing the same thing as well. Sure. We're going to put some money into this and here's how it's going to work. And I look forward to follow-ups from Zynga on what this did. This sent X number of girls to Girls Who Code, or expanded to more cities, or, you know, whatever kind of stuff it is that they end up doing with it. Sure. Like, I want to see where that goes. I think it'll be fun. So, yeah. So, International Women's Day, in the middle of International Women's History Month. As more stuff comes out, I'm sure we will end up talking about it here.
We'll take over again.
Yeah, we're going to take over again anyway, Women's History Month aside. Like, there are going to be points where it's just going to be you and me again anyway. And that's the best kind of evil laugh. I appreciate it very much. Do we have anything else we want to point out before we
say there's a whole host of stuff that Apple is doing across its different platforms that you might want to keep an eye on. And pretty cool.
Yeah, because we're only 8 days into Women's History Month. So I'm sure there's more coming from Apple. Definitely check out Today at Apple, because those are virtual now. You can do those without having to go to an Apple store, whether yours is open or not. It's not like you have to go anywhere to do that. So definitely check those out. And I think that's going to do it for us today. So, Charlotte, as always, thank you so much for coming by. I love having you here.
Thanks so much for having me, and happy International Women's Day.
And happy International Women's Day to you as well. And happy International Women's Day to everybody out there listening. And I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.